If you've just joined us, this is CD 2. I hope you've listened to CD 1 before listening to CD 2.
Would you just shut up, Bob?
Anyway, we've got to the point in the Python story where they're all about to get together. We've tracked the individual Python's involvement in shows such as I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again, Do Not Adjust Your Set, At Last the 1948 Show, and The Complete and Utter History of Britain. In fact, it was time for something completely different. And it was John Cleese who started the ball rolling.
And then we used to watch Do Not Adjust Your Set.
Mm.
It was our treat on a Thursday afternoon. Graham and I would finish early and watch that because it was the funniest thing on television. And eventually, feeling that Connie had settled into London, I said to Graham, why don't we ring the guys and see if they want to do a show with us? They weren't very keen because they just had an offer from Philip Jones at Thames Television.
Mm.
And for a couple of weeks, they were wondering whether to go with Philip Jones. And I think if they'd gone with Philip Jones, they wouldn't have gone with Graham and me.
Mm.
I think Philip wanted to take Do Not Adjust Your Set. So I was coming along offering a whole different deal. And after a couple of weeks with presumably talking to Philip Jones a few times, then they came back and said, OK, well, we've given up on that. Let's do it together.
Here's Michael Palin.
The body of the phone call was that John wanted to work with Terry and myself because he liked our material. And I think that included Eric as well, because he must have been referring to Do Not Adjust Your Set as well as Complete and Utter History.
John Cleese and Michael Palin had worked together previously on a very annoying show called How to Irritate People.
Which was the show which John asked me to do with him in 68, was that?
Yeah.
And that was quite important because that was the first time I'd ever worked with John and Graham as an actor and as a writer.
Yeah.
And that was very much like a mini Python, except that I wasn't writing with Terry. I was an actor with their material, but we sort of changed it a little bit in rehearsal. I got the feeling from what John said that he wanted to do something in which we would be in control. He wanted to work with me again. That'd have been very good. Obviously, I like, you know, writing with Terry and probably Eric. He and Graham felt that they would like to collaborate with us. And Barry Took had talked to Terry Jones and myself every period of a year about writing sort of comedy playhouse things or writing a series of our own, all that.
But very much as writers. And
yes, as well as writers and as performers.
My recollection is that Barry Took somehow got involved at some point.
John Cleese.
And was very useful. I think we had a couple of discussions at his flat, and then I think we went to see Michael Mills, and we gave a very poor account of ourselves. Him asking if we were going to have guest stars and music and film, and we weren't able to give him a satisfactory answer to anything he asked us. And at the end he said, all right, we'll make 13 programs, which I think will go down as one of the great executive decisions of all time, and something that really wouldn't happen for us put second today anywhere that I've ever worked in the last few years, except possibly Canadian broadcasting.
Eric Idle.
And I think that Barry was instrumental in getting it sold to the BBC or getting them excited in that side. The story I ever heard was that the BBC have to book you, and contractors called it Barry Took's Flying Circus because they couldn't tell what it was. It was this madness, all these people.
Right.
And that's what it became known as, Barry, you know. We definitely had the words Flying Circus in the title given to us. That's what we had to take.
Yeah.